That was Taylor Swift, You Belong With Me. So welcome back to my show, Gotta Let Them Know With Me, DJ Tellum at radio.dominican.edu. So let's start off the night with the Grammys. So first off, can I say congratulations to the oh-so-beautiful Adele, who swept the night away. She received at least 6 awards last Sunday night from Album of the Year, to Record of the Year, to Song of the Year, to Pop Solo Performance, to Pop Vocal Album, and the list goes on. So Adele, who took the night away. And many other winners were the new artist, Bon Iver, Pop Solo Performance, Someone Like You by Adele, Pop Performance by a duo or group, Body and Soul by Tony Bennett and Amy Winehouse, and Rock Performance winner were Walk by Foo Fighters, and the Best R&B Album, Fame by Chris Brown, which is a pretty particular story because 2 years ago he was banned from attending the Grammys, and this year was his comeback, and he actually performed, which I could not see because I only watched the second half of the show. But a lot of people are criticizing that he shouldn't be on there. For Whitney Houston, who recently died last weekend, who passed away, which there is no confirmation on how for her reason of her death, but rest in peace because your voice will live on. And this one is Whitney Houston, I Have Nothing.
take me for what I am, 'cause I'll never change all my colors for you. Take my love, I'll never ask for too much, just all that you are and everything that you do. I don't really need to look very much further. I don't wanna have to go where you don't follow. I won't hold it back again, this passion inside. Can't run from myself, there's no.
And that was I Have Nothing by Whitney Houston. Such a great loss in music this weekend. I remember when I was little, when we used to have a karaoke system, we would always, Whitney Houston, at least one song of Whitney Houston would always be sung. And right now, behind, while this song was playing and I was on mute, I was kind of, you know, just singing my heart out to that song because that song is just beautiful. So first off, let's shoot up with some world news. According to a report released today by Save the Children, 5 children around the world die every minute because of chronic malnutrition. It also stated that almost 500 million children are at risk of permanent damage over the next 15 years. Global hunger has fallen over the last two decades, but the 2011 Global Hunger Index found that six countries have higher rates of hunger today than two decades ago. Five of those countries are in Africa, and the other is North Korea. Kuwait, Turkey, Mexico, and Malaysia have made the biggest stride against hunger, but Congo, Burundi, Comoros, Swaziland, and Ivory Coast have higher degrees of hunger today than in 1990. The Children report said that if action is not taken to help reduce malnutrition, 450 million children will be affected by 2025. The report also stated that to help this issue is to make malnutrition more visible to the governments, so they are forced to act, and there is a greater need for the healthcare workers, and that governments must help small-scale farmers to improve their land. You can also check out their official site at savethechildren.org for more ways to help out. So next up, just in time for the first anniversary, Prince William and Kate Middleton will have a Barbie doll of themselves. The company, Mattel, had created a limited edition William and Catherine royal wedding gift set. A Mattel spokesperson stated, "William and Catherine are like a modern day Barbie and Ken. The whole world watched as the two married in what was a real life fairy tale." However, not included in this wedding gift set is the Buckingham Palace dream house. But instead, the dolls are wearing what they were to the wedding. So the prince's specially commissioned Scarlet Irish Guards colonial uniform and Kate Middleton in her custom-made Alexander McQueen dress, accessorized with a tiara and veil. The dolls are set to come out in retail in April, costing $100. But rather than just a doll, you can also use it as a cake topper too. So I don't know, man. I love Barbies, and hey, I even collect them. I don't even let anyone open them, and if they do, I kind of get mad. So I haven't myself even opened my Barbies in years. But where has the creativity gone? There were the cheerleading Barbies, the party Barbies, the swimsuit Barbies, and then there were the princess doll Barbies. But now, the company Mattel have resulted in making miniatures of people that no one cares about, from the Twilight series of Edward and Bella, and then to the Kardashians. For me, I would not want my kids to be playing with those dolls. They seem more unmanageable. Like, these people already have their own lives. With Barbies, you're supposed to create a life for them. But I don't know. Maybe the company are just running out of ideas. Next up, last week, like I reported, weather in Europe is still not so great. CNN has reported that now it is damaging some of the continent's most historic monuments. The Colosseum in Rome has been shut down due to the fact that small pieces of its walls have fallen because of freezing temperatures. Buildings in Urbino, a historic walled town, is reported to be at risk as collapse under the weight of snow. In the Italian capital, thousands are disappointed that one of the city's popular tourist attractions is closed to visitors. Due to the damage, the building is being checked out to determine the damage and figure out what needs to be fixed. Rossella Ray, archaeologist and superintendent of the Colosseum, said that because of closure, the Colosseum will face a serious financial impact. The Colosseum attracts 7,000 visitors a day and pay at least 12 euros for a ticket. So if you're planning to head out to Europe, make sure you bring warm clothing and that is bearable to the snow, and there is no assurance that you'll be able to check out the attractions. Last night, 11 p.m. at Tuesday, a fire broke out at a minimum security prison in Comayagua, Honduras, about 40 miles northwest of their capital. At least 272 inmates were dead, and the 105 others are still unknown. Families are wondering whether their loved ones died in the fire. Authorities have not determined the cause of the fire. Five of the prison units, that is more than half of the facility, were affected by the fire. And the fire holds 851 inmates. And last April, the U.S. State Department published a report of the conditions in Honduras' 24 prisons. It stated that the prisons suffered from severe overcrowding, malnutrition, and lack of adequate sanitation. So my prayers go out to the people in Honduras that you guys may stay safe and that your loved ones will be found. So next up right now I have you is two more homegirls, Erica and Crystal, with You Belong With Me by Taylor Swift.
Mm-hmm. and she's upset. She's going off about something that you said. 'Cause she doesn't get your humor like I do. I'm in the room, it's a typical Tuesday night. I'm listening to the kind of music she doesn't like. And she'll never know your story like I do. But she wears short.
And that was You Belong With Me by Taylor Swift. So next up, we have some U.S. news. So many of the company of Apple's manufacturer plants are set in China. In recent events, news have come out that the plants are not a great environment to work in. Abuses at the Chinese plants are run by the manufacturer Foxconn Technology Group, one of Apple's biggest manufacturing partner, who also helped build many other global names like Amazon's Kindle and Microsoft's Xbox, has gained recent attention. There have been reports of long working hours, underage workers, and a secretive militaristic culture. Yesterday, CEO Tim Cook said that they're doing everything to address the concerns of working conditions in China. He told hundreds of investment professionals at the annual Goldman Sachs Technology and Internet Conference in San Francisco. "We know people have a high expectation of Apple. No one in our industry is doing more to improve working conditions than Apple." Cook also acknowledged that there has been a widespread of violations of the number of hours employees should work. He says that the employees are only allowed 60 hours a week, which is more hours than a typical week for American workers. "The issue of underage workers is extremely rare in their supply chain, but they plan on to eliminate it immediately. Cook states that if they find a supplier that initially hires underage labor, it is a firing offense. So the CEO is determined to have a widespread change throughout his manufacturers. So first off, Apple is one of the most top growing technological companies throughout the world. You have a company that has more money than the United States government, yet the people that are making their products are not in a good environment. You think that the money they make from their products and the money they earn and the money they gain and the money they invest in, you would think that their factories would be like, maybe like something like Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. I mean, minus all the chocolate river and stuff. So next up, Jeremy Lin, who gained the name of Lin Sanity, has done it again. Yesterday's game against the Toronto Raptors, 90-87, which gave the New York Knicks their sixth straight win. He surpassed Shaquille O'Neal's league record for most points in his first five games as starter with 136 points compared to O'Neal's 129. But boxing star Floyd Mayweather Jr. claims that the hype surrounding Lin is only based on his ethnic background. He tweeted on Monday, "Jeremy Lin is a good player, but all the hype is because he's Asian. Black players do what he does every night and don't get the same praise." Mayweather later tweets, "Other countries get to support, cheer the athletes. As soon as I support Black American athletes, I get criticized. I'm speaking my mind on behalf of the NBA players that are programmed to be politically correct, will be penalized if they speak up." That's a bit grimy to say, but it is true. A lot of other players have been doing what Lin is doing, but his background story is different. No one wanted him at first. He was a Harvard University graduate, but he was undrafted out of college and received no athletic scholarship offers straight out of high school. He was signed onto his favorite team, the Golden State Warriors. He played a little here and there last season, but due to the 2011 NBA lockout, he never got the chance to work with a new coach. So he was sent off to the Houston Rockets, where he only played 7 minutes in two preseason games. But right before the start of the season, he was off to the Knicks, where they finally let him shine. You have to give props to the guy. No one wanted to give him a chance. And look at him now. He's making his way up into the top. He's becoming a new sensation, and the NBA needed someone new to shake things up. It can't always be about LeBron and Kobe. Now, according to the Los Angeles Times, urinary tract infections are linked to contaminated chicken. UTI is a common condition that occurs when bacteria from the intestines enters the urinary tract. It causes you to pee a lot. Studies from Canadian researchers show that stricter chicken anti-contamination practices may help curb cases of UTI. The scientists, led by Amy R. Mings of McGill University, tested 320 samples of beef, pork, and chicken. It resulted that beef and pork were far less likely to be genetically related to human UTI bacteria strains than chicken. With proper kitchen handling and cooking of chicken, it can help reduce infections. Funny story is, one of my close friends would get UTI, and I'd always laugh at her because she would always struggle in class, and it was just funny to me. Oh, and that last episode, if you haven't caught Jersey Shore, a few episodes ago, Snooki got UTI, but to her, to cure her UTI is to take tequila shots. But that didn't really help her out. So be careful on what you eat and make sure the environment you are cooking on is a clean area. Now, here is a story about a genius. So Associated Press reported today about a 14-year-old Moshe K. Kavalin. If you've never heard of him, now you do. He enrolled in college at age 8 and earned his first two Associate of Arts degrees from East Los Angeles Community in 2011 at age 11, graduating with a 4.0 grade point average. He is set to graduate from UCLA at age 14 this year. Not only that, but he just published an English edition of his book, We Can Do, which was first published in Mandarin. Kavalin, who does not like being called a genius, explains in his 100-page guideline how other young people can accomplish what he did with simple acts as keeping themselves focused and approaching everything with total commitment. He hopes to show the world that there is no genius involved, just hard work. He says he limits his television time to 2 to 4 hours a week, which is a pretty tough, if you tell me. But he says his parents did not pressure him in studying, nor does he have any lack of fun time. In his book, he writes on how he learned how to scuba dive, love soccer, and martial arts. One of his key messages in his book is to stay focused and do not take on any endeavor half-heartedly. You go, Moshi. Show the world things can get done. I'm 18 in my first year of college, and he's supposed to be in the first year of his high school. Instead, he's graduating college. I give mad props to the kid. He is one inspirational person. So next up, we have a song. This goes out to my roommate. I couldn't find the song she was looking for, but this came on Glee last night, and it completely melted my heart when I walked in the room and didn't watch the episode. So here goes.
Just don't get it. Do you enjoy being hurt? I know you smell the perfume, the makeup on his shirt. You don't believe his stories. You know that there are lies. Bad as you are, you stick around, and I just don't know why.
If I was your man,
baby, you
never worry about
what I do.
I'd be coming home
back to you every night, doing you right.
Type of woman,
deserve good fame,
fist full of diamonds,
a head full of rain,
baby you're a star,
I just wanna show you you are, you should let me love you, let me be the one to give you everything you want and need, baby good love and protection, make me your selection, show you the way love's supposed to be. Baby, you should let me love you, love you, love you, love you, yeah. Listen, your true beauty's description looks so good that it hurts. You're a dime plus 99 and it's a shame, don't even know what you're worth. Everywhere you go, they stop and stare, cause you're bad and it shows. From your head to your toes, out of control. Baby, you know.
If I was your man,
baby, you
never worry about
what I do.
I'd be coming home
back to you every night, doing you right.
You're the type of woman
deserves good things.
Fist full of diamonds,
a handful of rings.
Baby, you're a star.
I just wanna show you you are. You should let me love you. Let me be the one to give you everything you want and need. Oh, baby, good love and protection. Oh, make me your selection. Show you the way love's supposed to be. Baby, you should let me.
You deserve better.
You know you deserve better.
We should be together.
That was Let Me Love You by Mario. So next up, we have some strange, crazy, odd news, whatever you can call it. So first up, here is a coincidence. In Las Vegas, the Heart Attack Grill, a customer had actually suffered from a heart attack. The customer was eating a triple bypass burger that was 1.5 pounds of beef and a dozen bacon slices this weekend and began to complain of chest pains, according to a report from Fox 5. The paramedics arrived quickly, and the customer, luckily, is now recovering. Yet upon entering the restaurant, there were warnings about it's bad for you food on its door and menu, but the restaurant that night was still full. The restaurant, the Heart Attack Grill, opened last fall and has meals that contain nearly 10,000 calories. Can you believe that? 10,000 calories in one meal. Customers who weigh more than 350 pounds have the chance to eat for free. Servers are dressed as nurses to take prescriptions from their patients. Although this seems like an interesting place to eat, I suggest just don't eat too much. A human body is meant to only eat 2,000 calories a day, so one meal at the Heart Attack Grill is practically a whole week of food in one sitting. I mean, I'm all for our burgers and fries and a shake, but not too much that before you enter the restaurant, it says you have a chance of dying. Okay, next news. February 10, 2012. A woman in northern Indiana said she came home Monday to find a strange man in her house. Ashley Murray was quite shocked to find a man in her apartment who cooked dinner, had organized her laundry, and even cleaned her floors. She was expecting a robbery, but instead, the man just cleaned up their house. Police say the robber, Keith Davis, got into the apartment through a front window and is charged with breaking and entering and asked to undergo a psychological evaluation. I mean, how awkward is that? You come home from a long and hard day of work and you see your house completely spotless, but it wasn't you or your kids that cleaned up, but some stranger. So what do? He didn't steal anything. He didn't break anything. So do you just thank the man, or I don't know. That's kind of a weird situation there where you just don't know what to do. Next up, in the spirit of Valentine's Day, the website CafeMom.com asked women to share their worst Valentine's gift they ever received. One woman named Kaylin said an unsigned card because he wanted to be able to reuse it the next year. Oh, no. A few readers said they received cards with another woman's name on it. Really? Really? No, you just don't do that. A woman named Jennifer said she received a half-eaten bag of pink and red M&Ms because her Valentine said that he got hungry on the way home. No, you don't do that either, honey. I'm sorry. No. Unfortunately, a woman named Brandy had received lice. Her Valentine purchased a hat at a secondhand store. At a secondhand store, and 3 days later, their whole house was infected. Ouch. I hope this year their Valentine's went well. And I hope they gave their Valentine something a lot worse than what they received. So next up, here is a song that I can find called Countdown by the most beautiful and the goddess Beyoncé.
To the one I love, yeah. Still love the way he talk, still love the way I sing, still love the way he rock them black diamonds in that chain. Still all up on each other, ain't a damn thing changed. My girls can't tell me nothing.
on it, girl. Show 'em how you ride it. Me and my boo, and my boo, boo, riding. All up in that black with his chick right beside him. Ladies, if you love your man, show 'em you the flyest. Grind up on it, girl. Show 'em how you ride it.
That was Beyonce Countdown. So let's hit you guys off. Let's hit you guys off with some celebrity news. So first off, let's talk about Justin Bieber. You know, I'm not a fan of the boy, but he has such a really good heart. Like, he really does. The things he do for people, I'm pretty surprised. So Bieb spent Valentine's Day early this Monday by making the dream of a 6-year-old girl battling cancer come true. Avalana was diagnosed with ATRT, which is a typical teratoid rhabdoid tumor, at just 9 months old. An online campaign began with hope that Avalana might get a chance to meet her idol, Justin. Justin graciously agreed to fly Avalana and her family from Massachusetts to visit him in New York City. The two spent 2 hours together playing Candyland, autographed each other's hand, and exchanged playful kisses on the cheek. Justin later tweeted that was the best thing I have ever done. She was awesome. You go, Justin. Even if your music does not appeal to me, you are using your fame for good. You win bragging points in my book. So let's cut this out. So I forgot to mention one more strange story that I found earlier today. A woman in a CNN producer, Jennifer Hassan, won $100,000. But 3 months later, she wins $1 million in lottery. What a lucky woman. Hosner lives in Atlanta, earning her $1 million in the Georgia lottery, playing the instant game 50 times the money. 3 months before, she earned the $100,000 playing a different game, Georgia Lottery Black. She bought herself a new car, paid her bills with the old winnings to buy a new car and for her mother. Where does someone get this kind of luck? I mean, I could use some of that, because I know after my 4 years of education, I am going to be drowning in some college debt. So that's it for that strange news that I forgot to say. So next up, we have some Adele news. Oh, Adele. Can I just say how beautiful she looked at the Grammys that night? My gosh. Me and my roommate were watching it, and I was just right after the performance of Rolling in the Deep, I clapped with the crowd. I clapped with them. You go, Adele. So first off, what I love about Adele is the fact that she didn't need all those things like the other performers. Like, you look at Katy Perry, the chick had a dire hair blue, wears some weird elastic thing. I don't know. And you look at I don't know, she doesn't have to go out all out like the other stars. She's just perfect the way she is. And she doesn't need to have shooting lights, fireworks, or anything. She just stood there and sang her heart out, even after she just got throat surgery. Well, a few months after. And she just gets it, man. So according to her news, that the Adele stated in the March issue of Vogue that she plans to not record anything new for 4 or 5 years to come. Oh my gosh, no. So, but thankfully, she has changed her mind. She writes in her blog, "I've got a few days off now, and then it's the Brit Awards here at home, and then I'm straight off into the studio. Booyah! 5 years, more like 5 days. You keep doing what you're doing, Adele, because you're doing something right. And seriously, without her, music would just not be great today. And you know, her songs are more inspired by heartbreak and disappointment. And sources now have revealed the identity of the man who inspired her to win her huge hit song, Rolling in the Deep, which also won a Grammy this weekend. So, who is this man that made her millions? A musician and actor that goes by the name of Slinky Sunbeam, according to the New York Post. Well, a friend of Adele says that Adele likes to keep part of her life back for herself, but it's an open secret that Slinky was the guy who inspired 21. He's a seriously good-looking guy, he has a great body, and likes to wear vests to show it off. And he has this crazy hair, reminds me of Jimi Hendrix. It's really wild and untamed. So whoever you are, Slinky Sunbeam, you won all those records, all those awards, and you just made one talented woman. So thank you for bringing Adele into my life, because she is amazing. So next off, we have Lil Wayne. When I first saw the headline when I was on E! Online this morning, it said, "Did Lil Wayne really just get engaged?" I'm like, "Woo! Wait a minute, when did this happen?" So I was thinking to myself, if Lil Wayne could find love, everybody could find love. But suddenly there are no wedding bells for Lil Wayne and his girlfriend Dia. It certainly looks like the rapper pops on a kind of crazy question to her, and her affirmative response got Weezy's fans all goosed up. Earlier this morning, he tweeted, "She said yes!" Exclamation mark at the end. But no, it is not time for Lil Wayne to bust out the tuxedo, because he only asked her to be her Valentine. So, words of his tweet must have spread fast, because he followed that up with another one several hours later, stating, "I meant she said yes to being my Valentine. Ha 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 ha. Y'all crazy." So, you know, it wasn't the question that everybody was looking for. You know, I was pretty shocked seeing that the word engaged and Lil Wayne right next to it. To tell you the truth, I didn't even know Lil Wayne had a girlfriend. But I guess whatever floats his boat. Next up, we have Tyler Perry, considering that possibly Kim Kardashian can be a movie star. A reality turned movie star. She's big enough. She's big everywhere nowadays. But Tyler Perry told E! Last night at the LA premiere of his new flick, Good Deeds, that, "I think once people see the job that she did, they'll know that's very much possible." And he's referring to her role as a co-worker to a marriage counselor who begins dating a client in his upcoming film, The Marriage Counselor. He says that Kim did a great job. "I think people are going to be pleasantly surprised that I think all of the heartache that I went through with the fans, I think they're going to understand once they see it." So, you know, that's not the first Kardashian to hit up in the acting business. Kourtney actually dabbled in a little bit of soap opera here and there. Probably, I think, a few years ago back. But that hit it about not a lot. That didn't go so well. So next up, I want to give a shout out to my mom and dad. Their anniversary was actually yesterday. I mean, they're on Valentine's Day. So this is their song, "My Valentine" by Tina McBride.
If there were no words, no way to speak, I would still hear you. If there were no tears, no way to feel inside, I'd still feel for you. And even if the sun refused to shine, still have my heart until the end of time. You're all I need, my love, my Valentine. All of my life I have been waiting for all
That was My Valentine by Martina McBride. I actually grew up listening to that song, so I was kind of singing along with to it, and that's a good song. That's a really good song that will hopefully last forever. So time is almost coming to the end, and thank you for tuning in with me, DJ Talem, at Gotta Let Them Know at radio.dominican.edu. And quick shout out to my little sister's friend, Jan Nicole, whose birthday is tomorrow, and good luck with everybody this week, and tune in again next week over here, same place, same time, 7 to 8 o'clock at radio.dominican.edu from 7 to 8 p.m. with me, DJ Talem, at Gotta Let Them Know. So let's end the night with the most beautiful and one of the most beautiful voice of our generation, Miss Adele with Someone Like You.
I heard that you're settled down, that you found a girl and you're married now. I heard that your dreams came true. Guess she gave you things I didn't give to you. So shy, ain't like you to hold back or hide from the light. I hate to turn up out of the blue uninvited, but I couldn't stay away. I couldn't fight it. I had hoped you'd see my face and that you'd be reminded that for me it isn't over. Never mind. Sometimes it hurts instead. Sometimes haunted her since day. You know how the time flies, only yesterday was the time of our lives. We were born and raised in a summer haze, bound by the surprise of our glory days. I hate to turn up out of the blue uninvited, but I couldn't stay away, I couldn't fight it. I had hoped you'd see my face and that you'd be reminded that for me it isn't over. Never